On this episode of Off Course Agility, it's the voice edition of the end of NADAC trials in New Jersey. I'll be reminiscing about In the Zone trial down at the Salem County Fairgrounds. And I'll be joined by a few others, hopefully. So this is the voice edition of the end of NADAC trials in New Jersey. I say that hoping that that statement is not true, that there will someday be more NADAC trials in New Jersey. But Lisa Schmidt has said that most likely this year, 2023, was the last of her having trials down at the Salem County Fairgrounds in Woodstown, New Jersey. And that's because they've increased the cost so much that it's just not profitable. So I wanted to try to get people's memories. And when I was at this last two sessions of the trial, I had announced that I, you know, if anybody wanted to come talk to me, I would record any memories, please do so. And Margaret McEwen, who was my first guest on the podcast, she definitely came over and did it. And frankly, she was the only one who did. Chrissy Chapman, she came over and told me a few things, which I will share a little bit later. And hopefully still, I'm going to talk to my sister too. But I haven't done it yet, so hopefully that'll come later in this podcast also. If not, I might just wrap it at that point. Anyway, let me explain some of my memories and a few corrections. I think in the video edition, which was the last episode, and if you listened to that on a podcast, you could have heard it. But I believe some of the things I said in the videos I was recording, and you couldn't possibly just heard the audio. I think I said something about 2007 was like the first year of those trials at the Salem County Fairgrounds. I don't believe that's true any longer. I think it was 2008. I forget what Margaret told me. When you hear Margaret, she might say a date. But I'm pretty sure it was 2008 now in my memory banks. And back in the beginning years of going there for the In the Zone trials, Lisa used to have trials at other times of the year other than the May week. In the last few years, she had the May week. So she had a trial at, I think I'll say the first weekend of May, first or second weekend of May. Then she had the fairgrounds, and she would give a seminar during the week. And then Friday, Saturday, Sunday of the end of that week, you would have another trial. So it was two trials. In between, she gave a seminar. That's how she ran it the last few years. And that was the only time that she was at the Salem County Fairgrounds in the past few years. But in the beginning, she used to have trials in April, May. She used to have trials in November. I don't know if she had any others. And I do, while I'm remembering the Salem County Fairground, I went there at least once, maybe twice, for a different group that held a trial at that location. I cannot remember the name of the group, and I think they are no longer in existence. But there was at least one time that I was there under a different group than In the Zone. So over the years, though, I'll talk first. Obviously, when I first went, I was running my beagle, Dino. Dino, my beagle. And I used to always think he didn't do so good, but looking back in his point history, I was surprised to realize he really did pretty good down there. And we went there for a lot of years. So Dino actually got 12 Qs down at the End of the Zone trial at the Salem County Fairground. His first one he ever got was regular agility in April of 2008. And his last one he ever got, it's hard for me to know this exactly, but he had some cues in... I'll take that back. He actually got one of his very few Chance's Cues in November of 2011 down there. And he also had some open agility cues in that November of 2011 time frame. And after that, sometime after that, he, I can't remember now when I stopped running with Dino. I almost want to think it was the beginning of 2013, but maybe it wasn't that far. I think it was. So he probably just didn't get any cues in 2012 if we went in 2012. And 2013, if that is when I retired him, it was early in the year that I retired, you know, from agility. Anyway, so that, I was surprised at how many cues I actually had down there with my buddy Dino. And Dino's most accomplished cue he got down there was he got his Superior Novice Agility title. And that happened in May of 2010. He got his Superior Novice Agility title. And it still touches me because, and I'll be touched if my current dog Trace ever gets to a Superior something into something too. Because we have our issues. But talking about Trace, his first cue, the first cue he ever got for me was Intro Chances cue. And it was May of 2019. And then when we were down there this year, he only got me one cue. But it was in Tunnelers. So he got a Novice Tunnelers cue in May of 2023. So those were the cues that my buddy got me. And for a while, I didn't, you know, after I retired Dino, there was at least maybe one or two, probably 2 years I wasn't down at the trial at all. Because in 2013 of May, I wasn't running a dog. And in 2014, also, I wasn't running a dog. But then I think in 2015, I came back to the trial, but now I was support staff. My sister was running her dog, Belle, her beagle, Belle, who over the years did really well. And hopefully I will talk to her later about some of her memories in the zone. But I'll just say that over the years that Belle was down there, she got cues in 2016, 2017, 2018, and 2019. They probably were all in May of those years. And over that time, she had 59 cues down there. So as much as I always enjoyed going down there with Dino, Belle did phenomenal over the years down and in the zone over the years she was there. So that kind of is the memories on the agility side that I easily could extract from the points history. And in the video, if you watch the video, I know I mentioned the time that I was camping down there, and I don't know what year that was. I probably could find it, but I didn't do the research to find out. But when I was camping there with Dino in the tent, and the lightning strike was literally just a little distance away from me, and it scared me, and at the same time, it was very exhilarating to know that you were very close to a lightning strike, and you survived, and it blew off the top of the light pole. So if you see the video, I think I kind of point out the light pole that it looks different down there now than it did back in whatever year it was. That it used to be higher, and it got struck by lightning, and I was literally less than a football field away, less than an agility field away, you might say. It was probably like 100 feet away, maybe 150 feet, that lightning strike. But the other thing about the In the Zone trial is, you know, I live in North Jersey, which is about 2 hours away from where the Salem County is and the In the Zone trial in Woodstown, the Salem County Fairgrounds. So over the years, especially when I started going down there with Belle, Belle usually would do the trial, both sides, and then she would do the seminar. And sometimes the seminar, she wasn't in the seminar all those days, so we used to sometimes have a day or two free. So we started doing some other things down there that were fun, like go to sightseeing places. So over the years down there, and some of these aren't really, some of these we may have done at other times when the trial was going on, maybe after the trial was over. But there's a place not that far away. It was a Dutch market. We used to sometimes go over the Dutch market and buy food over there. They had good donuts. They had good sweet Lebanon bologna. They had lots of, you know, Pennsylvania Dutch type stuff that was really good. We occasionally would drive over to Camping World and go in the store, check out if there was anything, there that piqued our interest, you know, camping supply wise. I found this Zane Westernwear store, Zane Westernwear, and I used to go down there and buy pants because they had a lot of big man pants. Although I'm not as big a guy now, so actually the last time I was there, I was buying, I went in the store and I'm like, oh my gosh, I can fit into a pair of 44s. So I bought two pairs of 44 pants. I was very happy that I was fitting in that. And their prices weren't always great, but there were the women that were in that store, that ran that store there, they were always super helpful and super friendly. So it was a place I often went to over the last few years. I would go down there, maybe look for pants and any type of other things. They had other things in the store, shirts, jackets. They even had some small amount of like sporting goods supplies, you might call it, or gloves. They had lots of jackets and things like that. Then there was the also the thing that always happened across the street during the week. I think it's Tuesday and Saturdays it happened. And I mentioned it briefly in the video edition of the Memories, is the Cowtown Flea Market. So over the years, sometimes my sister, I would drive over and my sister would run through the market. A lot of times that happened. It was the flea market was kind of in the waning hours, like late in the afternoon. And really, it's more of a morning to, I'd say, 1 o'clock type thing is the busiest time period for the flea market. But this year in 2023, we went over and we went more during the daytime, and I went through there and I bought a $5 hoodie. It was a great buy. Orange, one of my favorite colors. So I got a $5 orange hoodie. And I also found this really nice bubble gum. Not bubble gum, bubble gun. You know, it blows bubbles. You pull the trigger, it blows some bubbles. So it was a toy, but I couldn't resist, so I got it. Then I think twice we drove from Woodstown over to Fort Mott State Park, which is on the Delaware River. It was a very scenic place. We would take the dogs, and the dogs were allowed there, and we would walk through the remains of this old fort. And like I said, it was very scenic. Occasionally, there'd be a boat or something on the river, and there was usually a nice breeze there. And it was an enjoyable sightseeing trip to go over there. And down the road, I know I mentioned it in the video edition, down the road there was a very nice farm stand on U.S. Route 40. And we used to sometimes go hit the farm stand. Strawberries usually are in season in May. And so we would, I like strawberries, so sometimes I'd buy a quart of strawberries, bring them back to the campground, wash them up, and enjoy some strawberries. They had watermelons. I don't remember if we ever got a watermelon or not. Sometimes we would buy stuff when we would leave to bring home. A lot of times they had asparagus. Asparagus also kind of comes in season in May in New Jersey. So a lot of times I had asparagus. I know at least once I bought some asparagus and cooked it up at the campground, and that was really tasty. So there was this really nice farm stand that had fresh, vegetables, flowers. They used to have flats of flowers and stuff there too that were relatively reasonable. And anyway, we would enjoy visiting that. And then there were ice cream places down there. Over the years, the last few years, we were going to the Cream Valley Custard Stand. And they had, they called it the Orange Circle. So it was orange and vanilla. You could do a twist into your cone of orange vanilla custard. And that was really good. And we would go over there. And also they had like a grill, so you could get hamburgers and hot dogs. And sometimes we would go over there and get dinner. And then after we would eat the dinner, we would just pop back over to the window and we would get the ice cream cone or a shake or whatever. So I enjoyed doing that. And when I first started going down there, there was a pretty good ice cream store down near the fruit and vegetable stand that I talked about. And it's still there, I think. But at some point it changed hands. And I just didn't think it was as good after it changed hands. Because in the beginning, I think a black family owned it. And the food and the ice cream was always phenomenal. And then it changed hands to... I think it was Zinger was the name of the people who bought it, but it's kind of like a name in the Dutch market type, Pennsylvania Dutch community is Z-I-N-G-E-R, I think. And, although the food was still good, I don't know, it just didn't seem as good to me, but it was still good. And the ice cream was still good too. So some people would go over there, and even we went over there once or twice after it changed hands. And, that was kind of the places we would go from there. But then over the years also, there were sometimes some great fun things that happened at the Agility fairgrounds, because sometimes there were people in there co-using it. So I remember at least once going over and watching barrel racing. So like all of us campers that were at the... Agility after the trial, obviously, because the barrel racing was at night. I think they even had lights on where they were doing the barrel racing with the horses. So I remember going over there and watching that with Lisa, and I don't remember all who were over there watching it, but I definitely remember that time where there was barrel racing, and that was a lot of fun. We went over into the bleachers and we were watching the barrel racing. And then there was another time, at least once, I don't know if it happened twice, that there was a tractor pull going on. So I remember going over there watching the tractor pulls, because you know it's a very agricultural. If you saw the video edition, you saw it's a very agricultural area there, and it is where they have their county fair, the Salem County Fairground, and they have a section of the fairground that is for the tractor pull. I don't know. I don't think I actually showed that in the video, because it's kind of set down from the main part. Like when you're on where the fair happens, you kind of look down on that tractor pull area. So I remember watching that once or twice, and that was fun. But, you know, you watch a few tractors, you're not going to stay there all night watching the tractor pulls, but it went on. But you would hear those tractors, you know, because some of them made quite a bit of noise, you know, when they were pulling their engine, you know, boom, 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 boom. And then, you know, if you never watch a tractor pull, there's this weight that slides up this incline, and it gets essentially heavier and heavier as you pull this device. It gets heavier and heavier, and then at some point the tractor can't pull that amount of weight anymore, and the front end of the tractor will start going up, and the judge will say that's it, because you don't want anybody to get hurt when the tractor like flip on itself or anything. So that was the tractor pulls. And then just over the years, there were other horse events. You would sometimes see people come in with their horse trailers, and you'd see them doing different horse type stuff. Not necessarily barrel racing, but they might have been doing it, but it wasn't like that time where it was really it was almost like an organized barrel racing event that time where I saw the barrel racing. So that's kind of what the things I jotted down about my memories of Woodstown. You can tell, I hope you can tell, I had a lot of fun over the years down there between the Agility, going places from there, and occasionally seeing something that would happen down there. Another thing that happened a few years while we were there, because Mother's Day usually was one of the trial weekends, and it wasn't a sale to the public, but sometimes the 4-H down there you'd see them come in, you'd see this truck come in, and they would be delivering all these flowers. And then you would see all these people driving up to get the flowers, like hanging baskets, flats of flowers. And they were very beautiful. I don't know how much they cost. I actually walked over one year and said, hey, can, and it was like, no, this is all pre-order. I was like, oh, okay. And I had talked to somebody. I even gave her like an email, but I don't think I ever got the email about their pre-sale or something, because I figured, well, if I was going to be there the next year, I could get in on it, because the flowers were all really beautiful. And yeah, take some flowers home. So that's the things I remember. And now I'll mention that, like I said, Chrissy Chapman came up to me and she wanted to share some of her memories. And I'm sure she has a ton of memories, but she's run so many different dogs over the years there. Her memories really weren't necessarily about agility or anything, but about like some of the stuff that happened. So back many years ago, and I remember this vaguely, Chrissy mentioned how we would play kickball. So we would sometimes have kickball games down there, and it was a lot of fun. So all the campers and people that maybe just were staying, they didn't go home right away from the trial that day. We would have a kickball game, and it was fun. Although the next day it wasn't always so fun, because that we're not elementary school people. Even 10 years ago, we weren't elementary school people. So you twisted your little ankles, you overexerted, you would feel it the next day. And she also mentioned something that I don't remember. But she told me that she had good memories of, and there was a portion along one of the pavilions that always was very sandy, but over the years, the grass and stuff had kind of grown into it. But she called it the sandlot, that she remembered having, and I think she said three-legged races and events like that in the sandlot. And I didn't remember that, but obviously she remembered it and had fond memories of it. Because I didn't, like I said, I didn't always get involved with everything. In the beginning, I would be camping in my tent, and often, unlike the others, because I had a tent and I didn't bring cooking stuff or anything back then. When I got the trailer, I had ways to cook. But in my tenting days, often I would just jump in my car with Dino, and we would shoot out to McDonald's, or we would go to one of the places I mentioned, one of the ice cream stands or something, and I would go get dinner. So sometimes I probably miss some of that stuff over the years. But that was Chrissy's memories. And I'm going to take a break now, and then the next thing that hopefully you'll hear Margaret McEwen talking about some of her memories. So I'm with Margaret McEwen, and I'm going to ask her, when do you think was the first time you came to the In the Zone trial down here in South Jersey?
So Lisa was trying to figure out the first trial, and I went back to my records through the NADAC website.
Right.
2008 was the first, first cue that I could find. And so
Okay.
she thinks it is 2008, because it was, I went back to like Jonah.
Okay. See, I thought actually I first came down here in 2007, but I probably wouldn't have had a
It could
cue. I
be.
probably wouldn't have had a cue.
Okay, all
But
right.
that could be. Maybe it was
Yeah, she was trying to
2008.
figure out. She said she could check with NADAC. But anyway, yeah,
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
it's all right. So, and over the years, you've run a number of dogs down here. Yeah. And so do you have any memories or any final thoughts
I
about
have
this?
tons of memories,
Yeah.
and I thought long and hard about this. I think my it's hard to narrow down to two
Well,
without getting
as
anybody in
many as you
trouble.
want. Until I see Nash run, and I gotta go get my dog ready to run.
All right, so first, the kickball game has got to be one of them. That was probably one of the first years, and that
Okay.
was Tina and Daryl Power showed up with a rubber playground ball, right? And we
Yeah.
all turned into, you were there, Ed, because you
I
played.
think I
You
played,
played a
but I
picture of
just don't
you
remember it that
over
well.
there. We played over there,
Okay,
and we had,
okay.
I remember you and Dino were parked,
Yeah,
like,
probably, maybe.
and Tempe and Jonah were watching us. But anyway, we turned into fifth graders, and we moved like we thought we could move when we were, we thought we could move like we did when we were fifth
Yeah,
graders.
right.
And I mean, Kathy Cage was there, Lisa, everybody. So the next morning, a lot of us could barely walk, and it had nothing to do with agility. It was the kickball, and that was tons of fun. It was pouring rain. The other thing that I really love about this place was how much Tempe loved this place. So the field, no one can see me, but Ed can. That field over there, when they used to cut it,
Right, yes.
she loved doing a long retrieve. I had an orange stuff ball, I think it was a basketball,
Okay.
And I would walk down and place it. And we're talking 50 yards, 75 yards.
Wow.
And she would just stop and watch. And then I would tell her, okay. And she would run down, retrieve it, and run back. And that was, she enjoyed that more than agility most of the time. But it was just so fun to have so much space to work with your dogs off leash. And then, of course, we have to talk about, and no disrespect to his family, but we do believe there's dead bodies buried under the agility field.
What?
Because there's smells that dogs get freaked out about, especially at the start lines. And the joke was that that's where Jimmy Hoffa is buried.
Yeah, okay.
So, like I said, no disrespect to his family in case they're...
Yeah, okay.
But, like, dogs wouldn't walk on certain parts of the field. Yeah. But that's kind of the running joke is that, you know, there's got to be someone buried there. And we are in New Jersey.
He's supposedly here somewhere.
And that hasn't been solved yet. So, anyway.
That's correct.
But thanks for doing this because, you know, there's a lot of people that are going
to
miss this.
Yeah, maybe try to get some more because actually you're the first person who's come over to talk to me. I think we're all going to miss this place.
Yeah.
And it's sad. It's sad, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Well,
thank you very
take
much.
Take care, Ed. Bye.
And I'm joined now by my sister, Leanne Peters, and I'm going to ask her about her memories. I got some good memories from down in Woodstown. But you didn't hear what I said at the beginning because you haven't heard the podcast yet. But over the years down there, Belle got 59 cues, which is quite a few if you ask me. So on the agility side, do you have any memories of like the agility type? Any special memories?
Yes. That was a lot for Belle, because that's who Belle is, and that was a really good place for her, especially when it wasn't hot, but it was a nice place for her to get cues, because she had a lot of opportunities, because she had three-day trials a lot, and that like gave us a lot more chances in the mornings where she did better to get cues.
Right.
So, yes.
But not in chances.
No, we never got anywhere in chances because that was not her thing.
Right.
No, that was not her thing at all.
But the other thing she was always good at.
Right. Yeah. She did. And Lisa, you know, is a big distance person. But she did get me more distance, you know, she did help me, even though my distance was slight compared to a lot of other people, I did improve. I did. And that Lisa did help me with that, going to her seminar down there.
Right.
So yes, all her.
Right. And those 59 cues came in the years of 2016, 2017, 2018, and 2019.
Right.
But your first trial down there was in 2015.
Right, the very beginning.
And you got no cues then because it was literally your very first trial.
It was, yes.
And you were there for mostly the seminar that fell between the two trial dates.
Right, it was not the place to do my first trial. Right. I didn't know that because I was just a brand new, wait a minute. We got to help Belle.
Yes, what are you doing,
minute.
Belle?
Get off the table.
Okay.
All right, we're good now. She was going on the coffee table. For what reason? Jim, there must be something there. Anyway.
There's one of those snuffle mats on the table, but I don't think there's anything in it.
I don't think there's anything in it.
No.
She smells something.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. She did good there. And we, you know, that first time, was not good because she jumped on the A-frame and jumped out of the ring and went off and wouldn't come back. And then we did one other run and she went out of the ring. And I don't know which order this was. One time she went out of the ring and was going out like just around sniffing where the dogs were. And I remember Margaret and Carol helping me get her back. And then the second time, that's when we stopped, I think, is when she went out of the ring and she went down the little road a little bit. And I had to call her back. Thankfully, I called her back and she did come, which was great that she did come back to me. And then I had to grab her. And I grabbed her and got her leash and everything back on her. And we stopped then. And then we went to the seminar, I think.
Right. Right.
For the
Didn't do this the second.
We didn't do the second weekend that time because But later in the summer we went. I think because she got her very few first cue at St. Hubert's then when they had a trial there, and that was all fenced in. So I'm pretty sure. Yeah, that was it. Yeah.
But I don't remember. I don't remember if I was your leash buddy then, but then we went definitely.
Yeah, then for at least a year or more, you were my leash buddy. But she got so much better.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and she didn't need that.
No, she didn't need me after about a year.
Yeah, I think it was about a year.
It was just that first trial. And I think, I'm not sure, I think Ron Young, who liked beagles, had an understanding of beagles. I think he was the judge of that.
I don't remember,
I think he might have been.
When
she was just totally zoomy and out of the ring. And
she was not good. But in any case, down there was always a good time, and people down there were always, it brought together people that didn't always get together, maybe from different directions. And also,
that's a good point.
It was like people from the north and people from the southern area, you know, down there, and even in Pennsylvania, like people, it was a good gathering point for different groups of people to get together.
That's right.
Didn't normally always get together, and everybody was always friendly down there. It was always nice, and you know, people had food or something they would share. You know, they always offered you to come to the, you know, if you were camping, you were always welcome to come to the evening gatherings. And everybody was very welcoming there and nice. I always remember that. Always a good time there, and people were good, and there was room to spread out there, so you had space to, you know, if you didn't want to be on top of other people, you could spread out. It was a good place. And the wind, that was a negative at times. There was a time I remember the dog walk got taken out of the course because it was too windy, and they don't worried about dogs falling
the
off.
Woodstown wind sometimes too much down there.
It was very windy sometimes, but over the years we were there, all different kinds of weather, hot. And then also I remember a time when she had the trial in November and it was freezing cold. So that's enough.
Trace, that's enough. We're trying to record here. Great. Yeah, we got a little bit of somebody conflicting here into our podcast, but that's all right. It's a dog pod. Yeah, it's not dogs, so please don't bark. You're going to keep barking, aren't you?
We might
have to take a break here. Okay, we're back. Hopefully our dogs, everybody has something in their mouth chewing, so we'll see how that goes. I was about to comment that over the years down there, we kind of switched roles, because the first few times you came to the trial, you really weren't a competitor. You were there when we got the camper. So that was around 2011. I was still there with Dino, and you kind of were a support staff, but you were there with your dog. And do you have any memories? And then when I retired Dino around 2013, I wasn't in agility for a while, neither were you. And then in 2015, when you went to the seminar, now our roles had switched. I was more supporting you for those years when you ran Bell.
Right. So, yeah, in the very beginning, I had a different dog who was not good for agility. She was a great dog, but she was a bit reactive. So I always had to keep her away from the agility trial. So I was just there to support Ed, and you know, I was his lunch person who brought him lunch, and if he forgot something, I'd go check on him, you know, see how he's doing, if he needed anything. Or I didn't hang out a lot over at the agility trial during the trial or anything, because I couldn't. You know, later on in the evening, we'd go for a walk or something. But I didn't. I was there to support you in ways and just to enjoy the place, because I liked to be. It was nice to camp there, just to be there and watch the sun go down and Yeah, and we would go off when the things were done and go take a little trip somewhere and go visit something. And over time, we got to see a lot of stuff around that area, which we never would have seen, because I don't know if we would have necessarily gone down there and seen all the things we saw down there.
Right. I mentioned a few of those things in my beginning, but are there any place we went that you want to mention?
Well, yeah, we went to Fort Mott. I don't know if you mentioned that. We went to the Mennonite Market. We went and saw the big rocking chair, and we went to the flea market, those places. Yeah. And one time we went to some other historic site down
there. Yeah, remember that? The guy gave us a tour.
Was that Seawall? No.
It was a house along a river. Yeah, I think that was a
Revolutionary War site. Because there's
obviously
a lot of history.
I don't remember the name, but I
can see the house in my head. Yeah, and we were like the only ones there, and he gave us a personal tour.
Yeah,
it was neat. Yeah, those things are neat just to see. And all those little places we went down there. And then the one time we went to this crab place out in the middle of nowhere, and that was really good. And we went back there a couple times.
Marty's Crabs,
yeah. And that was a neat place to go. They had you could have fried or unfried seafood, and they had different kinds of things, and they had fried olives, which I love olives, so I loved them. They were good. So we went there.
And it really was a place just on the side of the road that really wasn't in the center of town or anything. It was just sort of, you had to know about it. And how did you find out about that place?
I found out that from a flyer I found in the laundromat, because we, for some reason, we had to do laundry that time. I don't know why, if something got ruined or we just didn't plan clothing proper. Maybe we planned just to go to the laundromat because we were there for quite a while. And because we couldn't keep a lot of stuff in our camper because it's small.
Right.
But anyway, I was in the laundromat. I was looking at, the flyers in the laundromat that they had sitting there. And I saw this ad. I was like, oh, let's see where this place is. Sounds interesting. So we went and found it. And then it was really good.
That was a fun little
Yeah,
trip.
It was a little off a ways. But
food.
Yeah.
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 And I know we went back once or twice.
That was Violet trying to get it into the microphone. Anyway, and then, there was the ice cream places we went to, the place with the orange soft creamsicle soft serve and the other place. Places were good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, I appreciate you sharing your, sharing your memories of down there. I know, we're both gonna miss it.
Yeah. So. And there was just like surprise things that happened at the fairgrounds on occasion. I don't know if you mentioned all that, like we had the tractor pull the one time happen, and sometimes there was stuff going in the horse ring, and those are things I just never see. So
because it is definitely a different area. It's an agricultural area.
It's much more built up than it was when we first went there. It's every year we've been going down there, it gets more and more built up.
That's true. That's a good point, because the first time I went down there, now I'm pretty sure it was 2008.
Yeah.
So it was over, 23? So we're talking like, I can't do my math, but we're talking like 15 years worth of going down there.
Yeah.
And you're right. So much stuff has been built up. I think it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Violet's trying to get on.
Violet's getting
microphone.
In the way here.
Yeah. It definitely built up. You noticed it. Well, it is New Jersey.
There's not much space here. So, everything's getting built up.
But it's always sad when you see, what was a farm field or whatever now become a bunch of
houses. Right. They did preserve some of it, we read. But, still not enough. It's not the same as it was when we first went there. Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else you can think of, or is that? I think that covers it
for now. Yeah.
And interesting, your memories. Some of your memories are very similar to what I said. Which you'll hear when the pipe. No. Violet trying to get something here off my table. She's in trouble. Anyway, I will be back, and I'm going to wrap up this podcast in a little bit. So, taking another break. And I'm going to wrap this episode up now.
I think we all shared our memories of the In the Zone trial and the Salem County Fairgrounds, where it was held over the years. And as I've said at the beginning, and the title of this indicates, to the best of my knowledge, that's it for NADAC trials in New Jersey. Over the years, there's been other clubs, other groups that have run trials in New Jersey. But Lisa and the In the Zone trial down in South Jersey was the last of them. So to the best of my knowledge, currently there is no trials in New Jersey, sanctioned NADAC trials. So it's a sad day that there's no trials in New Jersey anymore for NADAC. And it's also sad that, you know, Lisa probably won't be doing her seminar down there in May in between the two trials. It is what it is, as you say. But I certainly enjoyed all the years that I went down there and all the seminars that I or my sister attended. And then just a few comments. As always, I thank you, my listeners, and I do encourage you to follow the podcast wherever you find it, on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify, or, as I said, wherever you find it, because frankly, I don't know all the places that you can find it. In the beginning of this podcast, I used to always mention Stitcher. I just got an email from Stitcher that they're pretty much getting out of the distribution of podcasts. So if any of you use Stitcher still, they are going to no longer be a place to really find podcasts. But I know when I've looked for Off Course Agility podcast, I find it on a lot of websites where I certainly didn't put it, and you can often listen to it there. So I have thought about maybe trying to put it on a few other places. There's iHeartRadio. There's actually Amazon. I'm trying to remember. I thought there was another one too. Anyway, I haven't I haven't really followed up with doing any of those. Occasionally, I get an email about something like that. And I will admit that the prior episode, which was actually a video podcast that I put on Spotify, but the audio went out to all the regular podcast channels as an audio podcast. After that, though, I got a number of emails. I think it was from one source, but they were encouraging me to bring the podcast to YouTube. And that was just because I had done one podcast with video. I may in the future do some other video podcasts. It's a different format, but who knows? All right. Also, as always, I say, I put in the show notes that you can email me at offcourse@optimum.net, offcourse@optimum.net. If you want to give me any feedback, comments, volunteer to be a guest. And as I say, I would eventually like to get guests again, but it just hasn't worked out for me. I just don't have the time, frankly, to chase guests down right now. Up next on the podcast, I don't know when it'll be, but there's a good chance that I'm going to do a podcast on RVs. So that may be my next podcast, and maybe it won't be too long from now. So with that, also I'll say NADAC Champs will be coming up in the fall, and I know it's getting close to being like closing time on that. At this point, I haven't decided if I'm going in any way, shape, or form. So I'm still mulling that over in my mind. But when I went to my last trial, Trace didn't really do all that fabulous. I mean, it was outside and Champs would be inside. He does seem to do better inside. Anyway, that's me and that's my problems and concerns. So, but with that, if you are trialing somewhere, inside, outside, VTs, whatever you're doing, if you're doing any type of agility, I wish you happy trialing.